producers that work.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
50th consecutive green flag lap, 18 laps to go in stage number one, and it is William Byron in lap traffic continuing to lead this race.
Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Time now for a mid-race update brought to you by Yellowwood. Hey, race fans, for a five-star backyard, choose Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine. Trusted by builders and loved by homeowners. If it doesn't have that yellow tag, you don't want it.
114 laps into this event, a race that has seen just one caution flag for a spin early on lap 33 from Daniel Suarez. We have had four lead changes among two leaders. William Byron has been at the front of the field for 111 of the 115 completed laps. Michael McDowell, the only other driver to lead, leading four circuits early on. It is Byron over Kyle Larson, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott, and Ty Gibbs, the top five. Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, Todd Gilliland, Ryan Blaney making the pass on Austin Cindric a moment ago from the 31st spot to ninth with Cindric in 10th.
And Blaney is about to pass Todd Gilliland. Christopher Bell is there in front of him as well. Blaney on the march. And as much as we've been watching him, Dave Moody, it's tough to look away from race leader William Byron and what he's been able to do in heavy traffic.
Well, he's been pretty close to perfect himself, Alex. He can pass on the inside. He can pass on the outside. Doesn't seem to even impact his lap times. He just keeps motoring along. But, yes, the Ryan Blaney story has been fascinating to watch. If he can score stage points in the first stage, and he will after where he started, that is found money for Ryan Blaney.
And just adds another point to his total with still several laps to go in this opening stage. Goes to the inside of Todd Gilliland. Move Ryan Blaney up to position number eight and is now closing in on Christopher Bell in some traffic in turn one.
He will slice his way to the inside of A.J. Allmendinger's lap machine. He's got about five car lengths to make up on Christopher Bell as they enter turn three.
Bell's going to the inside of Casey Mears, who gets his car up the racetrack. Christopher Bell will squeeze by. Now Ryan Blaney tries to do the same thing in turn number one. Blaney now on the back bumper of Christopher Bell. This is for seventh.
And that five-car length advantage a lap ago is down to less than one now. Nose to tail, down the back straightaway into turn three. Christopher Bell and Ryan Blaney.
Ryan Blaney in the eighth position. He just moved around Todd Gilliland just a couple of laps ago for the ninth spot. A good day for that young driver here early on in stage number one. Chris Wilner, you're in his pit.
Yeah, it has been a really great day for Todd Gilliland. More so, in fact, that he came over the radio earlier in the run and told Chris Lawson, this may be the best car I've ever had at Martinsville. The former Truck Series winner here, of course, also a part of that, bringing the band back together for 2026. All the Front Row Motorsports drivers, with the announcement of Zane Smith this week, all going to join back together, and they're just having a ball. This race team is just enjoying the process of continuing to grow the program, and it's showing because Todd comes off his career best second last week at Talladega. And, of course, now solidly in the top 10. They started 16th. He has been quiet on the radio all afternoon. It's basically just been his spotter, Bert Anderson, letting him know when cars are to his left or to his right. But Todd Gilliland having a great run here at Martinsville.
Seven laps to go now in the opening stage. Here's William Byron going to put a lap on his teammate Alex Bowman. Behind them, second is Joey Logano. Third is Kyle Larson. Fourth is Chase Elliott. They are in heavy lap traffic.
Down the back straightaway they go, and you want to know just how good William Byron is right now. Some of the cars that he's put a lap down, Tyler Reddick, Ross Chastain, Kyle Busch a lap down, Brad Keselowski, many, many more that you would never expect to be off the lead lap at this early stage.
And you can add Alex Bowman to that list of cars off the lead lap. Alex Bowman right now, 15th. Cole Custer, the last car on the lead lap, running in the 14th position, some 17 seconds behind race leader William Byron. This field has strung out, and a lot of drivers just trying to hang on to the lead lap as we are within the final five of Stage 1. The leaders on the backstretch.
Down the back straightaway they fly. Nobody with much to worry about here, although William Byron will continue to deal with the lap traffic. A little further back, remember about three laps ago when we said Christopher Bell was trying to close in and pick up one more spot, was trying to hold off Ryan Blaney from about five car lengths back. Blaney's made the pass, and he's gone by almost 10 car lengths.
Yeah, Blaney's going to have a long way to go to get to the next driver. That would be Denny Hamlin in six, so realistically may not happen for Blaney, but I would call this a major success. By the way, the driver on the restart, Michael McDowell, that took the two fresh tires only, well, he's just gone a second lap down. William Byron flashes by. We're going to get down to two laps to go here in the opening stage of the Xfinity 500. Kyle, here comes Byron, the race leader.
Two laps that can't go by quick enough for Cole Custer, who is now just in front of the race leaders, as Denny Hamlin off the pace up in turn three into turn number four. May have missed the corner there, Dave Moody.
He did. He really overcooked turn three. There was smoke boiling off one of the front tires as he was heavy on the brake. Was very fortunate to keep it out of the fence.
Back down to the corner. We're going to begin the final lap of stage number one. William Byron, the race leader, up off turn number two, trying to put a lap on Cole Custer.
A dominant performance here in stage number one for William Byron and Hendrick Motorsports, up on the back bumper of Cole Custer. No need to make the pass. He'll just follow him off four.
Cole Custer will stay on the lead lap as the green and white checkered flag waves from the starter stand. A dominant opening stage here this afternoon at the Martinsville Speedway for William Byron, who will claim the stage one win. It'll be Byron by 3.2 seconds over Joey Logano. Kyle Larson in the third spot. Then it's Chase Elliott and Ty Gibbs. Then you get back to Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney, Christopher Bell, Todd Gilliland, and Austin Cindric. The top 10 in the stage is presented by Powerball. Play Powerball and have fun while giving back. Every $2 Powerball ticket supports programs that make your state stronger. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR.
We're excited to hit the track this weekend where American Bioethanol will be fueling the action.
It's going to be four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
Every lap, every turn, and every fraction of a second counts. And that's why NASCAR drivers depend on the power and performance in each gallon of Sunoco Green E15. Best of all, it contains energy harvested right here on American soil by American farmers, powering our success on and off the track.
Hey, listen to this. All it needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Pace car picking up the field over on the back straightaway as we are under the caution flag for just the second time here this afternoon for the end of stage one, which was won by William Byron. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Back at Martinsville Speedway, continuing under the caution. Pit road is open. The stage win by William Byron a moment ago. His first ever stage victory here at the Martinsville Speedway and ninth of the season. Green light is on at the head end of pit road. Let's go down there now to Wendy Venturini as all the leaders are in.
Kyle Larson said it feels good. He's done a good job managing the run on the tires. According to his crew chief, Cliff Daniels, he's going to come down for four tires in Sunoco Fuel. Chase Elliott also said he had used up his tires. He's already down and away. His pit stall, he was having to lean into it early in the run and overcompensate on that. Steve Post.
Joey Logano just needed a little bit more rear grip in the last 10 laps, but he has got a fast race car. Let's keep an eye on Joey Logano. Here's William Byron in, a little snug early, but boy, that car responded well over the long run. No adjustments, no changes. William Byron goes down and away, and how about Cole Custer? Needs just a little bit more rear grip off the corner, but he is hanging on inside the top 15. Chris Wilder.
Ty Gibbs having a good run, said don't touch a thing. Car felt really good over the course of the long run. It was just four tires and Sunoco Fuel. Christopher Bell said much better than run number one, but still tight on the takeoff, which helped later in the run, but then got really free off corner exit. They made an air pressure adjustment, filled it up with fuel, and put those four Goodyear Eagles on. And Denny Hamlin, you guys talked about him going up the hill. Tight, tight, tight was the word from driver 11. They made an adjustment on that Toyota. Four tires and Sunoco Fuel here on lap 135.
Drivers a lap or more down are having the opportunity to come to pit road, and there are more of them than there were lead lap cars.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
Hey, it's Ryan Blaney, 2023 NASCAR Cup Series champion. If you know me, I did Black Buffalo Long Cut. Black Buffalo is America's only credible spokeless tobacco alternative. Black Buffalo was established in America in 2015, and it dips just like the real thing, without the tobacco leaf or stem. You can find Black Buffalo at thousands of retailers across the USA near you. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. If it's everything you love about dip, nothing you don't.
Go behind the scenes and into the garages of the sport's top teams and drivers on NASCAR Hot Pass.
You know, if you win, then your problems are likely solved.
There's going to be issues with track limits in the S's, right, because they're just tight.
A normal occurrence is qualifying from 28th to 32nd. That's just something we're going to continue to keep on working on.
It's the latest information you want to know on NASCAR Hot Pass. Weekdays on the Motor Racing Network.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
We welcome you back to the Martinsville Speedway on a crisp autumn day here in South Central Virginia. Overcast skies, temperatures in the upper 50s here with a packed house on hand watching a great Xfinity 500. The Xfinity fastest lap of the race so far belongs to Todd Gilliland. He turned a lap at 93.654 miles per hour. If it stands, he'll claim the Xfinity Fastest Lap Award and earn one championship point. Sign up today for a super fast connection to NASCAR and never miss a second of the action. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Couple of drivers taking the wave around here, Michael McDowell and Austin Dillon. That'll put Dillon back on the lead lap as the field comes off of turn four. We'll get the one-to-go signal.
Yeah, that's an interesting call. I guess you're trying to dig yourself out of it, but Michael McDowell down two laps becomes hard to recover. But they didn't have pace. They got lost two laps under green flag, and they stayed on those tires, hoping for early caution here.
No question that every crew chief up and down the pit lane took a note of that as well to make sure that they have that one filed away.
As Rusty would say, they sell them in sets of four, right?
That's right. They absolutely do. As we've just gotten the one-to-go signal, we'll go back under the green flag in half a lap. The drivers choose what lane to restart in. William Byron chooses the inside of the front row. Joey Logano will go topside. Row two, we'll see Kyle Larson to driver's left with Chase Elliott. Row three, you got Ty Gibbs and Denny Hamlin.
At least among the top six, everybody going to their respective lane, inside and out. Then it's Ryan Blaney, Christopher Bell, Austin Cindric, and Ryan Preece, who, while he got bounced around pretty good early on in that stage, was able to manage his tires, keep that car on the lead lap, and is about to restart among the top 10. And Shane Van Gisbergen also doing a nice job here in the early stages of today's race. We'll restart 11th.
Off turn number four, into the restart zone they go. Late in the zone, William Byron jumps on the gas. Joey Logano is up to the challenge on the outside lane. Wheel to wheel for the top spot.
Byron set a very slow pace into the restart zone, waited late. The Jackrabbit start, though, will get him away with the lead. Logano slams the door in the face of Kyle Larson to hang on to second. Here comes Elliott around the outside.
Byron picking up right where he left off at the end of stage number one, and that is at the front of the field. Logano in second. Teammates battle for third behind him.
That's Kyle Larson to the inside lane. Chase Elliott on the outside. Side by side, inches apart down the back straightaway into turn three.
Still wheel to wheel for that number three spot with those two Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet Camaros. Ty Gibbs is looking on, just waiting to see which lane will advance as they still stay wheel to wheel.
Gibbs right there watching them fight it out side by side. He's followed closely by Christopher Bell and Denny Hamlin. Down the back stretch into three. Larson will take control of third place. Now the door is open under Elliott.
Chase Elliott trapped in the outside lane, faints the fourth, maybe fifth. Here comes Ty Gibbs to his inside for that spot.
Ty Gibbs fills the hole on the inside line, and they've got Elliott hung out to dry upstairs. Down the back straightaway, it's Gibbs by a nose going for the number four spot. Right behind him, here comes Christopher Bell.
Bell tries to get a nose inside. Further back, three wide. Chase Briscoe to the inside of Shane Van Gisbergen and had Alex Bowman on the outside. Bowman did not like that, rolls out of the throttle. Meanwhile, the battle for third is on.
Yeah, he had very little choice but to roll out of the throttle. It was either roll out of the gas or roll into the safer barrier. He made the right call as they continue to shoehorn their way underneath Chase Elliott.
And Michael McDowell, who took the wave around just a couple of laps ago, finds himself on the pit lane.
Yeah, I think that was an opportunity. If they got an early caution on the restart, they could have gotten that lap and come back. There's about a lap and a half penalty. He rolls out in front of the leaders. He's back to that two-down position that he would have been if he could hold on to this at this point.
He's got about six car lengths on the race leader, William Byron, as they go off into turn number one. Still Chase Elliott, Dave, stuck on that outside lane.
Feeling no love right now. Can find no room at the end downstairs. Maybe has an opportunity here to slide down in front of Christopher Bell. No, see, Bell fills the hole to the inside lane.
Elliott topside, Bell to the bottom in a race for the fifth spot. Further back, Bubba Wallace gets shuffled out of line. Three wide. Kyle Busch goes to his inside to take the spot away as we continue to watch the ongoing battle for the sixth spot.
Chase Elliott just going backward in that outside lane. He'll lose the spot here momentarily to Christopher Bell. He's got Denny Hamlin lined up behind Bell.
They began the domino effect there as Bell is able to finally clear Chase Elliott. Now Denny Hamlin goes to the inside. Elliott still trying to hang tough topside, and Ryan Blaney's in the mix.
Still no help for Chase Elliott. Ryan Blaney fills the hole inside. He'll go to the bottom of the racetrack on Chase Elliott.
To the inside, and the highest he has been in the running order for Ryan Blaney into the top 10. Now battling for the seventh spot. Elliott has it. Blaney wants it on the bottom.
Blaney on the inside, Elliott on the outside, and even more bad news for Chase Elliott. Unless he can rally the troops and make some passes up high, he's got Blaney to the inside. He's got Cindric to the inside. They're all lining up.
At some point, Chase Elliott may have to get a little aggressive here. He's still on that outside lane. He's got decent pace, Dave, but he just would rather be at the bottom.
And there are very limited ways to get aggressive when you're trapped up in that outside lane. I mean, you can hang a left on somebody, but that's probably going to end up with you going into the fence.
Do more damage than good for Chase Elliott if he were to hang that left, which he is trying to do right now in front of Denny Hamlin in one.
Denny Hamlin lifted out of it, gave him a enough room to get to the bottom. Probably not happy about it. Now he's going to dive back down low, does Hamlin. Trying to wedge his way under Chase Elliott.
This is the fight for the sixth position that Chase Elliott has. Hamlin is right there on the back bumper with Ryan Blaney. Meanwhile, they're all trying to get by Christopher Bell.
No opportunity for Chase Elliott to catch his breath. He goes right back on the attack, working on the back bumper of the Christopher Bell machine down the back straightaway while also playing defense against Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin lined up right behind them. Then it's Ryan Blaney, next car in line, followed by Austin Cindric and Ryan Preece. All singled out, bottom of the racetrack from fifth on back. It's tight.
And all chasing William Byron as he exits onto the back straightaway. His lead over Logano, about four car lengths. Two more back to Larson. Two more to Ty Gibbs.
Again, Chase Elliott takes a look to the inside on Bell. Can't get the job done. Under braking in turn number one. Again, Chase Elliott goes up there, gets the back bumper, and rings Christopher's bell.
Christopher just kind of hanging on to that low line right now against a very aggressive challenge from Chase Elliott. Again, Elliott right on his back bumper, tattoos him again in turn four.
Bell hangs on to the position four now. That is fifth. Chase Elliott six. Another length back to Denny Hamlin and Ryan Blaney, seventh and eighth.
Denny Hamlin, the smartest guy in the place right now. He's giving Chase Elliott a car length of open asphalt to continue his assault on the back bumper of Christopher Bell. When somebody goes up the racetrack, Hamlin will be ready.
Hamlin just biding his time. I think the same is can be said, Dave, for Ryan Blaney. He's simply just waiting to see how this is going to pan out. Looks like Chase Elliott finally has the move.
Elliott dive bombs on entry into turn number one. Pulls up to the inside of the Christopher Bell machine. They're side by side. Down the back straightaway into three.
That's the battle for the fifth position. Chase Elliott goes to the inside and will take that spot away from Christopher Bell. Denny Hamlin is there now to make a move, as is Ryan Blaney.
See Bell back down across the nose of the Denny Hamlin machine. We'll see if Denny's got anything for him as they make their way down the back straightaway. For the moment, Bell able to pull away by half a car length.
In front of them, the battle is on for second. Joey Logano went a very low exit off turn four, gave the outside to Kyle Larson. Let's see what Larson can do with him on the back stretch.
Larson looking to the outside again. Joey Logano, for the moment, is going to hold his position in front of Kyle Larson. That's the battle for second.
100 laps to go in stage number two here this afternoon at the Martinsville Speedway. It's William Byron out front by a half second over Joey Logano, Kyle Larson, Ty Gibbs, and Chase Elliott.
The post-crib assembly press conference brought to you by Progressive.
Michael, you had some trouble putting the crib together today. What went wrong?
You know, those instructions can be tough. And, well, you saw the outcome.
Were you upset when your wife pulled you and called in the backup?
No, I mean, the baby needs a crib to sleep in, so whatever it takes.
You've got a changing table to put together next. It's got a lot of drawers. What's your comment?
You know what? We're done here.
Like it or not, sometimes you need a backup. That's why there's Progressive, to protect your home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
No change at the front, but the battle for fourth is on. Chase Elliott committed to that outside lane.
Elliott trying to get it done by going the hard way around. He has bypassed Gibbs, trying to pull away from him and close in on Kyle Larson.
The move, Chase Elliott up to fourth. Ty Gibbs back to fifth. That race 2.5 seconds behind race leader William Byron. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready?
Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
92 laps to go here in the second stage of the Xfinity 500 at the Martinsville Speedway for the NASCAR Cup Series, continuing under the green flag. Now 30 laps into this run. Here's how a look at the running presented by NAPA. Your business's one stop for stopping power. Get the brakes and suspension parts you need right now at NAPA.
William Byron is the race leader. Joey Logano goes second and Kyle Larson third. Chase Elliott is fourth. Ty Gibbs rounds out the top five with Christopher Bell sixth. Denny Hamlin seventh and Ryan Blaney eighth. Austin Cindric is ninth and Ryan Preece is 10th.
Todd Gilliland runs in the 11th position. Chase Briscoe in 12th. Shane Van Gisbergen in 13th. Cole Custer 14th. And Tyler Reddick in the 15th position. Then it's Alex Bowman 16th. 17th, Brad Keselowski. 18th is Ross Chastain. Kyle Busch 19th. And Bubba Wallace 20th.
21st is Josh Berry. 22nd is Eric Jones. Zane Smith goes 23rd and Carson Hocevar 24th. Ty Dillon 25th. Justin Haley is 26th. Daniel Suarez 27th. 28th is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 29th is Chris Buescher. And A.J. Allmendinger is 30th.
All those drivers off the lead lap, along with Noah Gregson in 31st. John Hunter Nemechek 32nd. Cody Ware is 33rd. Austin Dillon 34th. Michael McDowell 35th. Casey Mears in the 36th spot. And Riley Herbst has had his hands full here this afternoon early on in today's race and is running multiple laps down in 37.
After we had a 96 consecutive green flag lap run in the opening stage and William Byron's car being as hooked up as it has been, he lapped a lot of race cars, and the stage caution came out, and everybody came to pit road. A lot of cars remained trapped a lap down. As we run, there were 15 cars on the lead lap. Tyler Reddick is the last of those after he got the free pass on this last caution flag.
He does, and is currently in the 15th position. Everybody else has been pinned off the lead lap, wanting a caution to try to get that free pass and back on the lead lap. But Byron hooked up in stage number one. Looks to be the case here in stage number two as he drives away from the field now by a full second, has led a race high 169 of the 174 laps. Only Michael McDowell has been at the front of the field, and he led five laps early on in stage number one.
And Ryan Blaney's march to the front of the field seems to have stalled out around the eighth spot after starting back in 31st, Todd.
And I would expect this. I mean, if you think back of the races you've seen with Ryan Blaney, his dominance comes deeper into runs. When the racetrack gets darker, when it gets rubbered up, when people's cars start to fall off and lose pace, right now he's maintaining pace with Denny Hamlin here and Christopher Bell. This is only 35 laps or 37 laps of green flag running right now. I think we got to get to 50 before we'll start to see him start to shine.
Let's get more from Ryan Blaney's pit, currently in the eighth position. Wendy Venturini, you're there.
Right before that round of pit stops, Ryan Blaney said his car felt pretty dang good. He had moved from that 31st, as you guys mentioned, all the way up to 8th. However, about 37 laps later, Ryan Blaney reports that he has a vibration in the brake pedal. He wanted to have confirmation from the team if the wheels were tight. They went back on video. They slow-mo'd it. They watched it. The wheels are tight. They confirmed with him that everything looked good on his end. But you know, as you're driving, the right rear wheels and tires off of these cars here at Martinsville, it tends to get a little bit shaky. And a guy that has come through the field and has come through at Martinsville and locked his spot into the championship Final Four for the last 2 years, he has a lot at stake today.
He does. Trying to win to get into the championship four in next week's NASCAR Cup Series championship race, down to 80 laps to go here in stage number two. So here's a look at who's getting it done out on the track right now. Presented by Craftsman. Your yard isn't overgrown. It's ripe with potential. Conquer whatever it throws at you with the Craftsman V20 Brushless RP Outdoor Lineup. More runtime, better performance, and fewer frustrations. See Craftsman.com for details. Todd?
Yeah, if you look at it, all of our playoff drivers are getting it done. When you look beyond those guys, there's a couple names that stand out to me. I want to highlight this one. Shane Van Gisbergen. We all talk about him being a road course guy. He's sitting there at 12th right now, maintaining the lead lap, putting a great run together. Steve Post?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Shane's really happy with the race car. It's a little loose early in the run, but then it really dials in and he goes great. Shane has really taken to the ovals. Remember back in Kansas, he had a top 10 run. Remember at Richmond, he found that line at the high side and was making some progress up there. Didn't get the finish that he wanted. But Shane Van Gisbergen really getting his arms around the Roval, or the oval racetracks, after that win at the Roval a couple of weeks ago. So, and really just kind of working on the craft right now. They're coaching him on getting in the corner. Coaching him on the inside, diamonding the corners, and right now SVG, one of a few drivers on the lead lap that are not playoff drivers, running in the 12th spot, and the car is the same, a little loose early, but it really goes well over the long run, and he really likes it late in the run on this oval track. So SVG having a really good day, getting it done here so far today at Martinsville.
Let's pick him up on the speedway. Shane Van Gisbergen right now in a good battle for position. 10th is Ryan Preece, couple of car lengths behind them. Todd Gilliland, then Shane Van Gisbergen, just a car length or two in front of last week's Talladega winner, Chase Briscoe.
That's been a pretty decent battle over the last 15 or 20 laps, although now they've spaced out a little bit, a couple of car lengths between each of those entries. The Alex Bowman machine trails Briscoe, right behind them, Brad Keselowski.
And it doesn't surprise me to see Shane do well here at Martinsville. I feel like when we didn't have a lot of road course races, A.J. Allmendinger, a really good road racer, came here with him, ran really well with him. I feel like the ability of the thing that Shane Van Gisbergen does so well is the braking potential at the road courses. Well, braking's a huge deal on getting in these corners.
And upshifting and downshifting with what we do now with these cup cars and this Gen 7 with the transaxle that it has here at Martinsville Speedway is Shane Van Gisbergen is absolutely having a nice run here as we're down to 73 laps to go now here in stage number two. William Byron still up front. Logano is second. And Dave, more lap traffic and a lot of it in front of the race leader.
He will begin picking methodically away at these lap cars as he makes his way down the back straightaway and into turn number three to the inside on Riley Hurst.
1.8 seconds between the top two. Byron back to Joey Logano in that traffic. We'll see if Logano is able to close in on William Byron and challenge for the top spot with 72 laps to go in stage two.
Just like a pit crew helps a driver reach victory lane, Ally helps you reach your financial goals. Ally has tools like savings buckets to keep your savings on track and savings boosters to put a little extra gas in your tank. Visit Ally.com to learn more about how you can grow your money fast. Savings buckets and boosters are features of the Ally Bank savings account. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
No change up front or the margin between the top two. William Byron still 1.8 seconds in hand over Joey Logano with about a half a dozen or so cars just in front of Byron at the front of the field that are about to go another lap down. Kyle Larson in third, Chase Elliott fourth, Ty Gibbs to round out the top five. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your auto owner's agent serving the Durand area is Ansan Associates, downtown Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Martinsville Speedway, presented on MRN by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com.
57 consecutive laps have been run here in this particular stretch of the race. Means 64 to go here in stage number 2. And Todd, you learn an awful lot when you run green flag laps. In stage 1, we had a 96 consecutive lap run. What types of things did you learn watching what we're seeing today?
Well, I feel like the racetrack gets racy where guys start to have to diamond or split that rubber. We're not building a ton. Like, it's not really hot slick, but it's enough to change up the lines and move the guys around. We're 58 laps into this run, and we're starting to see guys really have to run that diamond and work their way down through. Some guys wrapping the curb. It's coming forward.
Let's pick up the battle for the sixth position as Ryan Blaney's march to the front continues. He's on the back bumper of Christopher Bell.
As expected, late in this run, as we get on into the middle and late stages of the run, Ryan Blaney begins to pick up the pace. He'll go to the inside and bypass Christopher Bell.
Bell just moved up the track. He's been battling a car. He's trying to figure out where the grip is, whereas Ryan Blaney's got it rolling again. Blaney now up to position number 6, and he's got 3 car lengths to run down the 5th place car.
With Ryan Blaney's Team Penske Ford Mustang Dark Horse, it seems like the fast groove is anywhere he wants it to be. He's beginning to reel in Ty Gibbs now.
Ty Gibbs running in the 5th position. Then it's Blaney in 6th, Christopher Bell in 7th. Denny Hamlin, Austin Cindric all lined up behind them. In fact, here comes Hamlin to the outside of Bell for the spot.
A little further up, the battle's on for 2nd place. Joey Logano's not had much luck reeling in William Byron for the lead, but Kyle Larson has reeled in Logano.
Because they're in heavy lap traffic, and A.J. Allmendinger right now being a stubborn foe for this battle for 2nd.
Allmendinger's keeping it on the bottom of the racetrack, but he's got enough pace that Joey Logano's not been able to just jump up top and drive around. Now he'll do so as they exit turn 4.
What was a 1.8-second advantage for William Byron not that long ago, down to 0.7. Joey Logano is coming and bringing Kyle Larson with him.
And the leader of the race is kind of hemmed up in lap traffic right now. William Byron looking to duck to the inside on Michael McDowell. He's got behind him Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and John Hunter Nemechek before Joey Logano comes along.
Tires are getting worn. Tempers are being in check for the moment. But Dave, there's an awful lot these drivers are having to deal with at the front of the field.
There are a lot of drivers at the front that are having to do some waiting right now, either for lap cars or to finish off battles for position. Joey Logano being hassled now by Kyle Larson.
Dustin Haley, Noah Gregson, the two cars immediately in front of the race leader. William Byron not too far back. The battle for 2nd. Here comes Larson on Logano.
Right on Logano's back bumper. Now he's going to look to the outside going into turn number 3. Lap car, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. goes to the top of the racetrack. That'll open the door, and they're going to go 3 wide. Larson crosses over off 4.
Larson gets a wheel to the inside of Joey Logano. The battle for 2nd is on. They've got the lap car of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in the mix.
Stenhouse goes to the outside. That opens the door down low. Kyle Larson will follow through on the bottom of the racetrack. Logano with no choice but to go to the bottom. Give the spot to Larson.
That's the battle for the 2nd spot. Larson by Joey Logano to pick up that position. 1.5 seconds behind William Byron. Let's drop back a bit. Pick up the battle for 7th. Denny Hamlin trying to fend off the fastest car on the racetrack in Ryan Preece.
Preece is on the move right now, and he's not going to take very long to make this happen. He jumps down to the bottom of the racetrack, or check that. He's still got a couple of car lengths to make up. That was the slower car of Ty Dillon moving underneath Denny Hamlin. Denny really beginning to struggle.
Ty Dillon just came off of pit road. He's got fresh Goodyear Eagles on that car, and he is driving right by these lead cars. But Ryan Preece has picked up a handful of positions in the last 5 laps, and lap after lap, he is clicking off some of the best lap times, Kyle, as we get down to 52 to go in the stage.
Multi-time winner here at the Martinsville Speedway in the NASCAR Wheel and Modify Tour joined us here in the booth on Thursday night for the modified race and provided a lot of analysis, has carried a lot of that over onto the track here today, running well among the top 10, Steve Post, who has a lot of laps at this racetrack.
Yeah, he really does, a lot of laps in a modified and really getting there with the cup cars as well. He reported early on that the car was tight early on in that first run. They made one adjustment during that pit stop, and he quickly told Derek Finley, this car is better, and the car has been really, really good ever since. They have right now, Finley has told him a couple times, you're the fastest car on the racetrack, just manage your tires. We have something to race for the win later on. So keep an eye on Ryan Preece. He's got a really good car here at Martinsville, and he certainly knows how to drive this racetrack.
He's on the back bumper of Denny Hamlin on the backstretch.
Hamlin trying to hold him off right now. Preece again, clearly with the faster race car. They bypass the Cody Ware machine and will close in on Riley Herbst on the front stretch.
Seventh and eighth place. Denny Hamlin has the position. Ryan Preece, five car lengths back last time by. A car length now off two.
Really turning up the heat on the back bumper of Denny Hamlin's Kings Hawaiian Toyota. Hamlin looking to the inside on Riley Herbst, but he can't find any room.
Herbst being stubborn right there over his boss man, Denny Hamlin. Now Hamlin goes to the inside of Herbst in turn number one. Ryan Preece will follow his tire tracks.
Denny's got the low line. He'll make his way under Preece on the exit of turn number two. Preece right on his back bumper. Denny moving under Riley Herbst will finally get that pass made.
Herbst in the outside lane, giving the leaders room on the bottom. Hamlin will go by. Here comes Ryan Preece to the inside of Riley Herbst. That battle still separated by one car length on the speedway, some 6 seconds behind race leader William Byron, who is already off of turn number four. Byron has been able to open it up by about 2.5 seconds over Kyle Larson in second. A few more lengths back to Joey Logano in third, who's faded just a bit here in recent laps. Chase Elliott fourth, Ty Gibbs to round out the top five. And then you get back to that race for the sixth spot with Denny Hamlin and Ryan Preece. Is for the most part right now, Alex, everybody strung out around this half mile. Another long green flag run, currently in our 76th consecutive green flag lap. And everybody...
Trouble turn number two. Carson Hocevar goes around. Hocevar spins in turn number two. Suarez was on his back bumper. Not sure if they made contact, but the red, white, and blue Chevrolet of Hocevar spins in turn two, puts the caution on the speedway for the third time.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on the qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Hey guys, Corley Joy here. Make sure you catch Stag and Penny's on all the NASCAR platforms each week. We talk to some of our greatest drivers, winners, relevant stories. You never know who's going to show up.
Hall of Famers, everything. And you're going to get the best race highlights, the best content, the best scanner audio, the best reactions, and by far, the best pit road breakdowns of any other podcast. Corey, where can they hear us?
You can find us on NASCAR on Tubi, SiriusXM Channel 90, wherever you find your podcasts, or on YouTube. Go check us out.
Back here at the Martinsville Speedway, waiting to see pit lane will open this time by as the field behind that pink Chevrolet Corvette pace car is on the backstretch. The entrance to pit road here at this tight little racetrack is right where the leader is now. That's William Byron. Here he comes. Kyle Larson, the rest of the lead lap cars, in which there are only 14, make their way in. Chase Elliott in front of Wendy Venturini.
Chase Elliott will be the first one on pit stall number one, pit stall 43. Four tires, Sunoco fuel for him. He feels pretty good on his race car so far. As for Kyle Larson, he said it feels good, but started to lose grip a couple laps ago, so a slight air pressure adjustment. He is down and away for Kyle Larson. Steve Post.
Down here we got Joey Logano. Joey Logano is in. It'll be four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel, free early for Joey Logano. Very free early. He is down and away. William Byron just got a little snug. He radioed Rudy Fugler just before that caution. It just got a little snug in the middle of the quarter. They made a minor adjustment and sent him away. Chris Wilner.
74 laps of green flag running for Christopher Bell. Started to backslide at the end of the run. He said, we have to get it turning better. Just started really on entry to center of the corner is where I'm getting killed. They made an adjustment on his Toyota for Goodyear tires, Sunoco of fuel. Denny Hamlin was tight center, but not as bad as his teammate Christopher Bell, but feels like they could do a little bit better with that adjustment. Four tires and fuel, and for Ty Gibbs, I need to be a little bit tighter, but very happy with his race car. All those race cars getting four tires in Sunoco fuel.
A couple of drivers, slow stops there. Denny Hamlin had one, gave up a spot or two, and Chase Briscoe, they had all kinds of problems on the right front of that race car. He is just now exiting the pit lane right in front of the pace car. Looks like he'll stay on the tail end of the lead lap. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Back here at the Martinsville Speedway, as we come down to the line, we will not get the one to go this time by to put them back under the green flag. So we're going to stay under the caution flag at least for one more lap.
Let's reset things here as we continue to go under the caution flag. Still a few laps away from restarting this event with 40 laps to go in stage two. It is William Byron at the point, as he has been for most of today, leading 213 of the race's 221 laps thus far. Kyle Larson second, Joey Logano third, Chase Elliott fourth, and Ty Gibson fifth. Then it's Ryan Blaney, who was kind of stalled out there in the sixth spot after an early charge toward the front of the field. Denny Hamlin seventh, Christopher Bell eighth, Austin Cindric ninth, Todd Gilliland 10th, and I think the biggest loser on the pit lane that round of stops, the driver in the 11th spot.
Yeah, and that driver being Ryan Preece, not the best of stops there for he and that team either, with Derek Finley, the crew chief. Another bad pit stop for Christopher Bell, a playoff driver. He lost two positions on that exchange as well. And you just don't know, Kyle. We know that there might have been a problem with the air gun for Chase Briscoe, but he's already in the championship four by virtue of winning at Talladega a week ago. But do they stay on pit road a heartbeat longer to make an extra adjustment to the race car? It might not necessarily be a bad stop for Christopher Bell's team to lose two positions. It may have just taken a heartbeat longer to make sure they get another adjustment made on their car. But bottom line is here, when you're at the front of the field in a NASCAR Cup Series, two positions is tough to get back.
Could go a long way, no doubt, and Bell will restart to the outside of the fourth row, giving up at least one row there on the pit lane, losing two positions. William Byron, Kyle Larson, all Hendrick Motorsports front row. Larson to the inside, Byron to the outside as the pace car has pulled onto the pit lane. Field doubling up in their rows of two on the back straightaway, set for the restart with 37 laps to go here in stage number two.
Byron, the race leader, chooses the outside lane. Here they come into the restart zone. His teammate Kyle Larson is downstairs on the brake. Wheel to wheel through the gearbox, they go back to turns one and two.
William Byron with the advantage upstairs, powers around his teammate, will slide back in line with the number one spot in tow. Kyle Larson is in a wheel-to-wheel battle with Chase Elliott for second.
Chase Elliott topside, Larson to the bottom, will take that runner-up spot away. Elliott will slide into line in third, just in front of a couple of Team Penske Fords. Here's Ryan Blaney, wound up topside.
Blaney letting it ride in that outside lane, hustles the high line, goes to work now on Chase Elliott. Ryan Blaney flexing some muscle in that discount tire Ford.
And Chase Elliott is surrounded by Team Penske Fords. He's got Blaney to his right elbow. He'll look in the mirror and see that bright yellow and red car. That's Joey Logano.
Ryan Blaney trying to squeeze Elliott down at the exit of turn number two. Side by side, Blaney now puts a a bumper out in front. They continue nose to nose.
Ryan Blaney in the outside lane. Chase Elliott to the bottom. Third and fourth behind Byron and Larson. They have strung out single file one and two. That race for third side by side. Third time up the backstretch.
Continues to be Chase Elliott on the inside. Ryan Blaney on the outside. Joey Logano right behind, followed by Ty Gibbs, Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin.
And then Austin Cindric and Todd Gilliland. How about a call to Todd Gilliland? That green Grillo's Pickles Ford Mustang. He's been inside the back half of the top 10 or around the 10th place on the lead lap all day long in a race where cars staying on the lead lap has been a bit of a challenge.
And a nice night or a nice day for Todd Gilliland in the top 10 all afternoon with that Front Row Motorsports team and challenging some of the best in the sport. Ryan Preece lined up just behind him. Just in front of him, Austin Cindric.
Down the back straightaway yet again. That battle continues side by side. A ferocious wheel-to-wheel battle for third and fourth place. Blaney has it, but only by a bumper.
He does.
Around in turn four goes Cole Custer. Brad Keselowski squeezes between Custer and the wall to avoid making contact, make it a single car spin with the potential for another. Great job by Brad Keselowski to avoid the spinning car of Cole Custer.
Caution flag for the fourth time here this afternoon at the Martinsville Speedway after Cole Custer goes for a spin up in turn number four.
We're excited to hit the track this weekend where American Bioethanol will be fueling the action.
Gonna be four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
Every lap, every turn, and every fraction of a second counts. And that's why NASCAR drivers depend on the power and performance in each gallon of Sunoco Green E15. Best of all, it contains energy harvested right here on American soil by American farmers, powering our success on and off the track.
Hi, I'm Kyle Petty, and I want to tell you about a place that's near and dear to my heart, Victory Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by getting involved today. Whether you know a child who could benefit, want to volunteer, or join our team, you can be a part of something truly special. Learn more by visiting victoryjunction.org.
It was the Wood Brothers Ford of Josh Berry that got into Cole Custer in turn number four, sending that car into a solo spin. Brad Keselowski barely missing him, but able to get away damage-free, as did Cole Custer, who was able to drive away from the scene of the incident off of the corner. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Later today, we will select the Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance of the Race. Xfinity Mobile provides incredible value on the most reliable nationwide 5G network to keep you connected to NASCAR wherever you are. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile.
Shane Van Gisbergen and Tyler Reddick, along with Ross Chastain, Eric Jones, Cole Custer, all elect to come to pit lane. The rest of the lead lap cars are going to stay out. Let's follow the Shane Van Gisbergen stop.
Opportunity to keep adjusting on this race car for Stephen Doran. Shane Van Gisbergen is in. Going to be four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel, air pressure adjustment. Here's Tyler Reddick, and they've just not had a good handling race car. It's been tight all day long. Chassis adjustment for Tyler Reddick as well. Cole Custer is in with that Texas A&M Aggies colors on the Ford, and that is a chassis adjustment spin, it fired off a little tight. Roll reports, no damage on the car from that spin. Eric Jones also getting pit service. Chris Wilner, how about cars in front of you?
Nobody on my end of pit road, Steve Post. They were talking to Christopher Bell about potential adjustments at the end of the stage, but certainly going to want to stay out here as they continue to work on his race car. So nobody opting to pit here. Got to run it through the end of the stage, but I know a lot more work needs to be done, at least on this end of pit road. Wendy, anybody pit in front of you?
But nobody pitting on this end, but I'll give you some updates on Chase Elliott. He said the start of that run really threw off his balance the last time before hitting pit road. He was extremely hard on everything, including those right rear tires. That's what we seem to see here at Martinsville. And also Ryan Blaney, another guy that's moved through the field from 31st all the way up to third. We've been documenting this. He was tighter on that last run, really trying to manage his tires and try to use more front brake for Ryan Blaney, but he didn't want to be any freer. But we see that the adjustments of the air pressure have paid off for Ryan Blaney in the third position.
Running in position number three, last on the pit lane at 218, as the drivers that were just on pit road here on lap 233 will have a 26, make it a 25 lap run to the finish, as we still ride under the caution flag a couple of laps away from getting the restart.
Initially, the free pass for this caution, if you're new to NASCAR, when a caution comes out, the first car one or more laps down will get a lap back. And in this case, when the caution came out, the driver that was in position was Josh Berry. However, Todd, NASCAR has rescinded that free pass. Why?
Yeah, because you can't be involved in the incident. That way you don't have a lap down car dumping somebody to bring the caution to get their lap back. So if the first car one lap down, or the one first car not on the lead lap, is involved in the incident, then there's no free pass given. The 21 car got into the 41, actually the 48 but Alex Bowman was in the back of the 21 of Josh Berry, kind of little tag team into Cole Custer in that 41 to start the wreck. But NASCAR rescinded and said there would be no free pass because Josh Berry, who was the first car one lap down, was involved in the incident.
And Berry will remain the first car one lap down in the 8th position, or the 18th position. 17 cars on the lead lap. The last of them, the car that he got into that brought out this caution flag, that was Cole Custer, that went for the spin, will restart in the 17th spot as the field chooses here on the front straightaway. Less than a half a lap away from the restart, we'll have 23 laps to go in stage two. Some familiar faces at the point, William Byron and Kyle Larson. This is the closest Ryan Blaney has been, though, to the front of the field. He'll restart to the outside of row two and fourth.
Here they come up off of turn number four as they get to the restart zone. Byron, the control car, gets on the gas soon as he gets to the restart zone. Kyle Larson stays with a fender to the left rear quarter panel of William Byron, with Blaney looking on.
And once again, it'll be Byron around the outside to grab the lead away as they race down the back straightaway. Now here comes Blaney to the outside of Kyle Larson. They'll pick that battle up right where they left off.
That's the race for the runner-up spot. Ryan Blaney in the outside lane. Kyle Larson to the bottom allows William Byron to once again drive away.
Blaney's got about a fender up on the outside lane as he tries to clear Larson for that number two position. Almost has it done, but Larson drives deep to the inside of three.
Ryan Blaney now makes contact with Larson. Both of them get away. However, Blaney, after the contact, will drive by Kyle Larson and pick up the second spot.
Slides down into that low group with the job finally complete of overhauling Kyle Larson for second place. Now he'll set out in pursuit of the leader, William Byron.
From the 31st position to second, within two car lengths of race leader William Byron, here comes Ryan Blaney to the point. 20 laps to go in stage two.
Ryan Blaney trying to close in and succeeding. He's narrowed the gap down to less than a car length now down the back straightaway. Behind them, side by side for fifth, Christopher Bell dials up the low lane. He'll drive under Joey Logano.
9 laps away from halfway here in the Xfinity 500, from the 31st starting spot up to
trouble.
Second.
Turn number three. Around goes Cody Ware. A.J. Allmendinger has to lock down his Chevrolet as the field comes storming down into turn number three.
The right rear wheel has come off of the Cody Ware car. He can't drive away. The caution flag must be put in the air, and we will slow things down for the fifth time in today's race.
Hello?
Hey, Tim. It's your man tank.
I think those veggies in the crisper are drying up.
I know, I know. I've been meaning to eat those. I'll get around to it.
Get around to it.
I will, man. Jeez. All right.
Or just eat Jack Link's jerky. Smoked, seasoned. Mmm. Some real meat would do you a lot of good, Tim. Jack Link's Beef Jerky, official meat snack of NASCAR. Feed your wild side.
NASCAR Live isn't just Tuesday nights. On Thursday, we go wide open with some of the sport's biggest legends.
Dover's so good that even concrete couldn't ruin it.
And some of NASCAR's rising stars.
I don't like getting drove in the back of, and I honestly don't like doing it. But you're not buddy-buddy with everybody, and I've had to learn that.
NASCAR Live Wide Open has you covered from the rookie class all the way to the Hall of Fame. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
17 laps to go here in stage number two. Pit lane is not open as of yet. Cody Ware on three wheels makes his way back to pit road, minus his right rear, that is. That has been left down on the curbing inside turns three and four. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Back here at Martinsville Speedway, pit road is open. Some of the lead lap cars come in. Wendy.
Ryan Blaney decided to hit pit road for four tire Sunoco fuel. He needed more center turn on this short run. Some other guys want some adjustments on the short run, but opt not to hit pit road. Steve Post.
Joey Logano is in four tire Sunoco racing fuel. They're pretty happy with the race car, but this is an opportunity maybe to flip the stage at the end of the stage. So Logano is down and away. Chris Wilner.
Opportunity to do something different for Denny Hamlin, who pitted in his Toyota four tire.